They say no man is an island, but what does that make me? Step this side of the magnifying glass. Take off those colored contacts and see. I know you chose to close the shutters and blind the windows of your soul, but grant me an audience, that I may perform the role handed down to me through generations of faceless strangers. Fractionally inclined to be fruitful and multiply by giving in to the id as Eve did. And what strange fruit these trees give. Tracing limp limbs that swing like pendulums, my spirit shoots sparks, fire starts at the heart, the roots consume the incensed entity of I. Smart as racial remarks erase any sense of calm. These clouded thoughts rain rage into the rivers and lakes we like to take for granted. Placid, pallid, gentile. Meanwhile, America consumes and assumes that happiness can be sold in a bottle. I refrain from comment, so men presume my mind is shallow. My body must be hollow because my waist is narrow and I be immigrant, obviously. Ignorance watches me walk. Prejudice gawks as I talk my heart out in volumes without thinking to pause for caution to be in stride. Inside, my own unchained melody cries freedom in unfamiliar tongues. Lungs lunge at the chance to scream beyond and above sound barriers. But I find barriers to be unsound and unfounded in truth, unestablished, without purpose, detrimental, unused, and I am a second-hand citizen. Do you resent me now? Yea, though I walk through fields of plenty, how shall I be judged? Does it make any difference that I've been living in prison and serving sentences on silver platters from day one? Thy will be done. I will be none other than that which I am. So please, allow me to live without excessive exotification if you can. Or at least, grant me the strength to be indifferent to the pain of difference. Be oblivious, be delirious. Please deliver us from the temptation of denial and rejection. In solitude is where I find my protection. But your intended intervention invented pretension all over again for me. So why should I hold back in my attempts to explain this ingrained sense of misplaced identity? Identify with me, please. Why should I allow you to interrogate and persuade me to the point of absolute belief in my own lack of nationality, lack of history? Or is it just a lack of category? My roots are like the rose that grew from concrete, and when I arose, I was as well composed as a symphony. So lend me your ears, gentlemen. Ladies, listen. I have a dream.